Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. No, it is not leading off, which I woke up today expecting to be in here talking about the Phillies and the Yankees tonight and getting ready for a four-game series. We know that is not the case right now, as Major League Baseball is, well, has the Phillies on hold, has the Yankees on hold, has the Marlins obviously on hold, and has the Baltimore Orioles on hold as we await more results, more testing after a really disappointing situation at Citizens Bank Park this week. And look, we will get into the baseball aspect. I actually have opinions on games that just happened. This feels like, I forgot what this was like. I can't wait to tell you how much I can't stand watching this Phillies bullpen and how excited I am about Adam Haseley. But we'll get to all that. That will be secondary as we go through the show. I just want to start with this. I hope everyone is okay. I hope everyone with the Marlins is okay. I hope there's not a severe team spread. I hope the Phillies are okay because they were on the field and in some cases probably close enough to the Marlins players over the weekend. Some of those guys we know, a lot of them, have tested positive for COVID-19. So I hope everyone's okay. I hope the coaches who are older are okay. I hope everyone is going to get through this. And this is only a bump in what's going to be probably a treacherous terrain, but one that could be for baseball to come back at sports combined. That's what I hope. I am disappointed in Major League Baseball for allowing that game to go on yesterday. The fact that a Marlins group text message allowed that game to be played after they knew they had three positives feels reckless. And it feels just like juvenile. Like, can we have an adult in the room, Rob Manfred, somebody who says, yeah, we probably shouldn't play this game today. And we can regroup from there. But they played the game. And here we are now as baseball, at least, you know, in a lot of people's minds, is now in trouble and not really understanding where this goes now. We will find out soon how many people and players and Phillies are infected. I hope none. But here is what I do want to say as we start this show tonight. I don't know the severity of this. None of us do right now. We know what we know, which is a lot of Marlins that were here this weekend do have COVID-19. But I think tonight, and really every time this happens, and it'll probably happen again, unfortunately, in these sports, I think we collectively, as sports fans, need to take a deep breath. And we need to realize that this isn't out of the realm of possibility. And that these players and these sports took on this risk when they came back. I do not believe baseball should shut down right now. Now, if there's four or five teams that become like the Marlins, then the season will be in jeopardy, obviously. There's a tipping point where you can't conduct a season, and I think players want to start opting out, and there'd be worry and all that kind of. We're not there right now. Well, here's what we know. Maybe 13, 14, whatever the number is of Marlins personnel, most of those people, players, have COVID-19. That's what we know right now. We don't know if any Philly has it that shared the field with those guys. Every other game today, outside of the game the Marlins are supposed to play, outside of the game the Philly is supposed to play, they're going on. Everyone else around baseball has not gone through what happened here this weekend. This is unfortunate. I don't know where to go with blame. I blame Rod Manfred for allowing the game to go on yesterday and the Marlins. But I think the reaction sometimes when this happens has been over the top. And I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to not have sensitivity towards this virus. It is a real thing and it is a scary thing. And people that are high risk need to be very careful around this. It's clear and this is no joke. But these players, I'm watching a game on the TV in front of me right now, San Diego and Arizona, they chose to come back. They signed on to do this. This is part of the deal with sports coming back. And I think it's very easy when I just see people say, shut it all down, cancel sports now, we can't do this. Well, that, you know what, that's fair to have that opinion. I have the opposite one. I think that they're in a spot where they should keep going, and what's happened so far is not enough, the way I view it, to just shut everything down. There's more to sports coming back than just some Marlins got sick, and hopefully they're all going to be okay and asymptomatic for the most part, and that all that. But they didn't come this far. Baseball, basketball is in better shape, obviously, in a bubble. Same thing with hockey. It had no positive tests. But I don't believe sports came back and tried to do this to stop at the outset of something bad happening. Right at the end, right at the end of the shutdown period before baseball started its summer camp, the Phillies had an outbreak. They had an outbreak in their own facility down in Clearwater. And I remember the reaction that way. There's no way we could do this. Shut it all down now. They decided to push forward. They did it. They had a summer camp around baseball where there were relatively not many positive tests, you know, encouraging signs. And they got to the start of the regular season. Now we have another situation, this time with the Marlins. And it is frightening. I'm sure the Phillies, especially those that are, you know, maybe have kids. I'm sure there's a lot of worry within the Phillies right now. I hope they're all okay. But to shut it all down every time we have something like this happen, I think is, it's just not realistic. You don't climb a mountain. You don't do something that is difficult to get three quarters of the way there or halfway there and say, no, I'm going to turn around now. You do it because you have every intention of getting to the end. At some point, sports, especially those outside of a bubble like baseball and what football will try to do, it may become untenable. It may become that where infection is spreading so rapidly, they don't have extra players, they can't stop it, and they have to pause the whole thing or shut the whole thing down. We're not there yet. This is one team we know of right now. Unfortunately, it happened here in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, it happened in games the Phillies were against. But I don't believe what happened over the weekend has warrants the shut it all down reaction. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We know about what happened. My goodness, I wish I could start the show tonight by talking about how poor this bullpen is and how about, you know, it really wasn't the last manager's fault and how about Adam Haseley's showing me something when he's at the plate. That's what I want to talk about. And Rhys Hoskins' patience but lack of production. That's what I want to talk about. And Vince Velasquez being a mirage in those summer camp games. That's what I wanted to start the show with tonight. But we have this now. We have baseball kind of hanging in the balance now. And I don't believe baseball should stop right here. I don't believe this is enough to stop Major League Baseball. I don't believe it's enough that it should stop Major League Baseball. Look, when these guys signed up for this, guess what they signed up for? The risk of playing. And they were allowed to opt out if they wanted to, especially those that were of high risk, and they would still receive their salary, and some did. But what has happened over this weekend shouldn't stop all these teams that have done things right. Again, one team has done things wrong, and I'm not trying to blame the player, the person who got the original infection. I don't know what happened with the Marlins. But I saw a story in The Athletic today where the Phillies were noticing as early as Friday the Marlins really weren't following protocols. They were arriving at the same time. They were still not really keeping social distance on the field or the dugout. It feels like the Marlins, and unbeknownst to them, someone was sick, but they didn't really follow along. And I don't think it's fair or right to shut down the entire sport right now with 28 or 29 other teams that are seemingly, as of this moment, doing things right, seemingly as this moment following protocol. And again, this isn't just about baseball being back, which we're all glad it's back and sports are back. You know, there's an infrastructure around every business where people are affected. And there's people that work for teams. And if the team doesn't make any money, teams will cut salary. Teams will cut the ticket person. Teams will cut the marketing person. There's a reality to all of this that is going on. 215-592-9494. This is the first real test for sports coming back. It didn't go great over the weekend. And there's a lot of feeling out there that people should shut this thing down. I don't believe they should. I don't believe Major League Baseball should shut down right now. I don't believe we're at the point right today where baseball should say, oh my goodness, the Marlins have 11, 12, 13, 14 infections within their team that we have to stop playing. I don't believe we're there. When they put these rules in place, when they created this system, why do you think there's a satellite camp of 30 extra players? 30 on the team, 30 other players somewhere else. You think that number was by accident? No, I think that number was quite significant because it matches the number of players that are in the clubhouse that could potentially get sick at the same time. And if you want to talk about competitive nature and what's fair and what's not fair, look, this whole season is wacky anyway. Just because the Marlins are going to miss, maybe 10 or 11 players for a couple weeks, I don't think that is enough for players to say, oh, now the whole season's not fair. No, that's what they signed up for. It's not a 30-man roster. It's not a 25-man roster. It's really a 60-man roster. And unfortunately, most of these teams are probably going to have to go through a lot of those reserves because of injuries, which we saw a lot of this weekend, and now with COVID. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Major League Baseball should shut this thing down now after what happened, unfortunately, here this weekend, what happened in the Marlins, as we await the Phillies test? And I'll say this before we go to the phone lines tonight. I really do believe, and I'm crossing my fingers, both mostly for the Phillies and their health, but also for the health of the sport, that the Phillies players that were tested all come back negative. Because if that's the case, this is an isolated team incident with the Marlins, and it did not spread across the field to the Phillies. Now, if it spread to the Phillies in a significant way, baseball has a real issue on its hand, because then all of a sudden, the competitiveness of the season, you have two teams at once that really can't play. That's a problem, because that starts screwing with every other thing at one time. 215-592-9494. No, this is not leading off. No, we're getting ready for the Yankees and the Phillies tonight. That's on hold. It is, I guess baseball said it's postponed. Canceled would mean they're not going to make this thing up. This thing is postponed. I don't believe the events of today, I don't believe the unfortunate really spread that happened with the Marlins, it should be enough for baseball to cancel the season. They came this far. They followed protocol and did a great job in summer camp. These guys, I think for the most part, not everyone, but for the most part, these players and these managers and coaches seem like they're adhering to this. They're trying their best. And I don't think it's fair to everyone across the sport, everyone that has tentacles across the sport, to cancel now, to stop now, because one team had an issue. 215-592-9494. That game should have not been played yesterday. That was a mistake. A team should not be allowed to make these calls when they have multiple positives come back. Baseball's got to make that call. Like, hey, guys, maybe we should just postpone this one and be careful. That was a mistake. The Marlins not distancing properly and maybe not following protocols on the field the last couple days, as Phillies players noted, that's a mistake. And those people should be ripped for that. But as far as shutting the season down, as far as after 3 days canceling baseball, no, I'm not on board with that. I think that this is part of what these players signed up for. They knew this was part of the deal. This could happen. And unfortunately, 1 weekend in, it happened. 215-592-9494. I don't believe Major League Baseball should shut it down right now. I don't believe where we're at right now today with what we know is enough to stop this season that they just started on Thursday. What do you think? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. We have Howard in Delco. Hey, Howard.
Hey, shut it down. Damn it, shut it down.
Howard in Delco.
Yeah, it's Howard in Delco. That is correct. Shut it down. If it's just start with a week, see where we are, but you can't play any games after yesterday for at least a week. Joe, this is ridiculous. It's not just Philadelphia. Cincinnati had 3, I think it was, positive tests. It's going to happen all over. Teams haven't even gone into Florida. After one weekend, they haven't gone to Florida. They haven't gone to Atlanta. We haven't heard about the teams that have traveled into Texas having positive tests yet, but you know that's coming. The same thing with Arizona, with California. It is a joke, and it's a disgrace.
Well, we don't know all that yet, Howard. We don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, like, there's teams playing right now. Not everyone has had what's gone on with the Marlins. That's good. I mean, we hope it doesn't happen, but this isn't happening in every clubhouse.
Well, but we've only played 1 weekend, Joe. We don't know. You know, sometimes it takes a little while for the test to show a positive.
Right.
Now, think about the problems that exist. And I think this is the real disgrace. Yes, they shouldn't have played that game yesterday. And the players voted to play it. They voted to play it because they couldn't wait to get to the Phillies bullpen. But that's another story. They played it. Now think about, why did Bryce Harper go home yesterday? Why did Zach Wheeler go home yesterday? You were just around a team that had 11 positive tests and then 11 players, 2 coaches. Zach Wheeler's got a new baby at home. Bryce Harper's got a young child, and his wife is expecting another child. Why did they go home? What the risk that you put these guys in, and you don't know. I mean, who is it? Soto played a game. Remember, it's not just Soto played a game and didn't even know he was positive. because the test hadn't come back yet. And that's part of the issue. Baseball does not have a good policy for protocol. You could tell social distance and wear the mask. They only wear the mask sometimes anyway. It's just a problem. This is not going to work, and they've got to shut it down for at least a week and then see what happens and then get it back in order. I mean, Baltimore, I guess they flew to Miami. Now they got to go back to Baltimore. I guess they're going to play the Miami games there. Miami probably stayed here before they're going to go to Baltimore. I don't know if they've decided tomorrow's game with the Phillies is going to be here or in New York. It's a mess.
But why are they shutting down? Like, I'm watching right now in front of me, the Diamondbacks and Padres are playing. Why should those teams not play if everyone there is clean, Howard?
Because we don't know. This is a silent, this is a villain that we can't see. We know if you have an enemy and you know who it is, you know to stay away from
and
it.
But Howard, I agree with that, but they signed up to start. I understand your point, but like this is not – like they didn't find this out yesterday that this thing could spread and it's a silent killer or villain.
Joe,
but Howard, they signed up to do this.
Yeah, and you know why. And we've talked about it, Joe.
Money.
Money.
Yes.
Money.
Yes.
And money. And that's all it's about. It has not – I don't believe that Major League Baseball cares enough about the health of the players. And you talk about the 30 guys that they have at their minor league facilities.
Yes.
They'll bring guys in from the YMCA to play.
Well, they might have to. Unfortunately, they might have to.
Okay, and that's a joke. And, okay, we only dealt with the Marlins, and nobody expects the Marlins to do anything. So they don't worry about that. That's the problem. If it was the Yankees, if it was the Red Sox, if it was the Phillies, it'd be a different story. If it was the Dodgers, it'd be a different story because those teams, we want those teams for television. We want those teams in the playoffs. But if they lost 11 players, then there'd be some serious thought. That's the problem. It's hypocrisy that exists because if you had a really good team, have that happen to them, then there'd be some serious thought. They don't give a damn about the Marlins because the Marlins don't figure in any way, shape, or form to be part of a run to a playoff spot. No way.
All right, let me throw this at you, Howard, and we might talk tomorrow night. Who knows? If there's no baseball tomorrow night, we're going to talk. Do you believe they're going to shut this thing down? I don't think they're going to.
No. And again, we've talked about it. I think they're going to power their way through, and they don't give a damn. Because they don't care enough about the health of the players. Just think about when we knew about COVID-19 long before it became a reality in sports. Rudy Gobert test positive.
Right.
Everything shuts down.
Well, that was like the day the country shut down. But we know a lot more now. Like the players, for the most part, like we didn't know at this in March, we didn't know that people in their 20s and 30s, for the most part, not everyone, but for the most part, end up okay with this. I mean, that's why they're playing, Howard, because they know that they're probably going to be okay.
That's a misnomer, Joe. That's a misnomer because we still don't know, and they're finding more and more tests where players or younger people could have existing conditions down the line with their lungs, with their kidneys, with their hearts.
I understand, Howard, I understand, but they chose to play. Like, I didn't make them play, and you didn't either.
Well, because they're greedy. They're greedy, and the owners are greedy. And greed is a bad thing in a situation like this. I know they chose to play, and I get that part of it. But that doesn't mean they should put players in danger. And it's not just the 20-year-olds. It's not just the people that are 20. What about the people that come in contact with parents and other people? It's not just the person. It's not just one person. I mean, I've seen instances, and it's rare, that one person has infected 50.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that can happen. But that can happen. And this whole thing, I mean, obviously what's going on in our country and this world, it's scary. But Howard, I don't think what we know right now is enough to stop it. Now, if we find out tomorrow morning that 10 Phillies have this, that starts changing the equation. Because then all of a sudden you realize it could jump across the field almost. You know, it could jump from opponent to opponent.
No, the only reason that Major League Baseball would care if the Phillies had it is because they're a team in a major market that can compete for the playoffs, and that's what they want.
Well, here's what I know. Here's what I know. I hope we're not talking tomorrow night, because if we're talking tomorrow night, it means they're not playing again, which is not good. It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good, and first of all, it makes baseball look like a bunch of jackasses. That's what it makes baseball look like. They're not prepared for this. They weren't prepared for yesterday. Obviously, if they let
that
game play.
You're right about that. Howard, are you walking right now?
Yes, I am. I'm about 13 miles so far today, and I was busy today. So there was a lot of things between Doug Peterson's Zoom conference, which everything's all right. They're following protocol. Joe Girardi, the same thing yesterday. So I was busy today, so I only got – so I'm going to do probably at least 5 miles this evening, because I'm grinding it out. I'm close to 600 miles now. I'm grinding it out, Joe. Yeah, you should be out here. But, you know, the good thing about what I'm doing, I'm staying safe because there's not people around me.
Well, social distance. I know you're staying safe, Al. You're following the protocols. I'm not sure about the Marlins. You are.
And, you know, the thing is, I'm not paying attention to Major League Baseball protocol, because that's a bunch of bull crap.
Apparently it is. Howard, it's good talking to you. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow night, and you keep walking, all right?
Hey, if we talk tomorrow night, then there's some serious issues.
I agree with
that.
All right.
The Yankees want their people to come. Here's another. I don't want to hang up here, Joe. Here's another extreme. The clubhouse guys in the visiting clubhouse now, I'm told, have to be quarantined.
Well, of
so
course.
Now
yep.
Those players affected other people. Not just themselves, but other people. And the Yankees want their clubhouse guys to come. If they play here tomorrow, they want their clubhouse guys to come in and work the game. But is that fair to the young guys and everybody that works in the visiting clubhouse? That's not fair to them either.
No, that's not. I mean, there's a lot of this. And, Howard, I do appreciate you calling in. Howard from Delco as he walks. Howard, maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, all right?
All right, I'm walking.
All right, Howard, there he goes. Howard and Delco. I usually don't let callers stay on that long, but – Howard and Delco's a decent caller there. Look, none of this is fair. I mean, the players and the owners and everyone involved signed up for this. I hope beyond hope everyone is going to be fine to contract the virus in the Marlins. I hope beyond hope nobody on the Phillies has this. We will find out soon enough. But I don't believe, based on the information we have right now, which is the 14 people associated with the Marlins traveling party, I don't believe that's enough to stop the entire sport, or it should. I think they should keep going. And if it's more than that, then they have to consider the alternative. But I don't believe you come this far to stop at the first significant speed bump, which obviously this is. 215-592-9494. Should baseball shut down right now? I don't believe they should. Obviously, our last caller, Howard and Delco, believes they should. We need your phone calls and your takes on it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop on right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And sports are back, and you can find all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know what I'm excited about? Well, I was excited about baseball, and I still am, but I am mostly now excited about the NBA this weekend, because I know they're going to get going, because they're in a bubble doing it right. Whether you've been betting on FanDuel Sportsbook for a while or you're new to the app, FanDuel is two great ways to win that you won't want to miss. First off, FanDuel is adding $10 in free bets to every account, no deposit required, and no strings attached. So to get your attention, then check this out. In addition to your $10 bonus, FanDuel is also giving you a day of risk-free betting. That means you can place any bet you want on baseball, basketball, and hockey and get up to $100 back on your total losses. Did I do this yesterday and lose on Vince Velasquez? I might have. What would you want to bet on with a day of risk-free betting? Check out sportsbook.fanduel.com for betting lines. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, then you're all set. Just use your $10 bonus and a day of risk-free betting before they expire on August 2nd. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then what are you waiting for? Type in FanDuel.com/Jillio to get started, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel.com/Jillio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.